Question 1. You arrive at a foreign airport with some luggage and need someone to carry it for you. What do we call such a person? 1. A porter. 2. A police officer. 3. A member of the ground crew. 4. A flight attendant. Question 2. My friend likes to keep small animals and says that he is a dog person. How could we describe him? 1. He loves dogs. 2. He acts like a dog. 3. He is a dog trainer. 4. He runs an animal clinic. Question 3. You are working at the customs office. Your friend is planning to take some typical Japanese gifts out of the country but has little knowledge about which goods are restricted. Which of these items could you recommend? 1. A bonsai tree. 2. A sword. 3. A Japanese doll. 4. A branch of cherry blossoms. Question 4. You are a controller at a busy airport. Some aircraft entering your control zone request clearance for landing at the same time. What should you do? 1. I should leave the decision to them. 2. I can decide the order of landing later. 3. I should decide the order of landing and inform them of it without delay. 4. I can establish contact with them after considering the weather conditions. Question 5. You are the radio operator of an aeronautical station. You can receive various messages from aircraft stations. Which messages should take the top priority? 1. Meteorological messages. 2. Distress messages. 3. Flight safety messages. 4. Urgency messages. Question 6. Why does a pilot need to learn about the mechanisms and characteristics of clouds? 1. Because it is interesting to learn about weather phenomena. 2. Because he needs to get used to the flight instruments. 3. Because a pilot can tell his cruising speed from the clouds. 4. Because cumulonimbus and other clouds have a great influence on flight safety. Question 7. You are preparing for taking off on a cold day and find thin ice on the wings. What should you do about it? 1. I should wait for the sun to shine. 2. I will sprinkle water on it. 3. I should get it removed completely. 4. I will leave it alone.